You may be seated. Good morning. Hey, do we have any Cub fans out there? We are in the middle of our Covenant Partner series in chapel, and we've had a couple different pastors from our Covenant Partner churches come talk to us. If you haven't found a church yet, let me invite you to look at one of these churches. We want you to be part of a church. It's a great place to find a mentor. It's a great place to find a Bible study or house church or small group with people outside of just your age. It's a great place to serve, to be a Sunday school teacher. So let me invite you to look at one of these Covenant Partner churches because they've promised us that they want to love on you guys. And this morning we have Britton Smith from Moran Park. So if you would welcome with me Britton to the pulpit.
It's a joy to be here today, and I do recognize that likely I'm going to be the only chapel speaker that you have this year that will likely be mistaken for a college student, and I'm definitely cool with that. But hey, we're continuing talking about what the Lord has to say about anxiety and worry. And so it's interesting because the world just kind of says that's part of everyday life. Yeah, you're going to be worried about this or that, and unfortunately, I think in the Christian life, we've accepted it as normal too. But Jesus has some pretty specific things to say about it in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And this is what he says. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour of his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, it's interesting because I think we hear this and go, well, Jesus says don't be anxious, but he says don't be anxious about what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, and what I'm going to wear. And we're like, that doesn't apply to me, so I'm good to go because those are small things, and I've got all sorts of other things in my life that are much bigger than that. But I mean, in this culture that was written to, people were living like day to day, wondering where their food was going to come from, where their drink was going to come from. And so this isn't small, piddly stuff in their life. This is major life and death survival stuff that Jesus is saying, don't worry about this stuff. So for you and I, we don't live in a culture where we tend to worry about what we're going to eat and what we're going to drink. But instead, we worry about all sorts of other things. So for you this morning, what is it that you're worrying about? What keeps you up at night? What causes your thoughts to race when you're in class? What's causing that stress for you? You know, for some of you, maybe it is a concern or a worry about what you will eat and what you will wear, but not because you won't have any, but because of what it is that you want to eat to impress the people around you, or what it is that you will wear so that you look good to those that come in contact with you. How often do we tend to worry about what other people think about us? The concern, the worry of, if people knew the real me, would they reject me or would they accept me? The worry about, do I have what it takes as a freshman coming into Hope? For those of you, you know, approaching graduation, what's next? What after I graduate? Can I get a job? Do I have what it takes in the workplace? What about all this mounting school debt that I have over me? There's so much to worry about. Some of you, while you're here at school, your mind's back home because you're worrying about your family that's falling apart, the loved one that's sick, that's got cancer. You're worried about the friend back home. Some of you here are worried about the relationships which you have with one another. Friendships that are falling apart. Worry about a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Are they the right one? Are they not the right one? Maybe they are, but you're more worried about being single or walking out of Hope without a spouse rather than trusting the Lord. I mean, there's things all over the place, right? Like, in our minds, all the time, there are things that consume us over and over and over again. And Jesus, it seems so easy. He just goes, yeah, don't worry about life. Don't worry. Don't be consumed about it. But I think the reason why is because he gets at the root of the issue. He's not saying try harder not to worry. If that's the case, this is hopeless. We have no ability to try harder not to worry. Instead, he's pointing us to himself, to his magnificence, his glory, his power, and his strength. But he says the root of why we worry is lack of faith. He says, oh, you have little faith. And now why I say that, the temptation is to go, great, one more thing I've got to worry about. I've got to worry about having enough faith. No. Faith is a gift from the Lord. If you want faith, just ask God for it. He's a gracious Father, and he'll give it. Faith is choosing to believe and live into the truth about what God says, who he says he is, what he says he'll do, and who he says we are. So regardless of our circumstances or situations or the things that come flying at us that cause us to want to worry, faith says, no, I know what the truth is. God is who he says he is. God will do what he says he will do. And I am who God says that I am. And when we stop believing that, then we start saying, well, God, you're not able or you don't want to take care of the situation. You can't deal with what I'm worrying about. So I'll go ahead and take care of it for you. And Jesus says, like, why do you even worry? You can't add another hour to your life. But isn't it amazing how hard we try to take care of the situation ourselves? Like, we say, I got this, God. It's cool. I'll go ahead and take control of it. And I just got a question for you. How well is that working? Or honestly, how well is that working? So I'm so grateful that Jesus gives us the solution. Jesus says in the solution, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. To seek first the kingdom of God, God's kingdom, God's domain, God's kingship, where we say, you are in control, you are in charge, you're the boss, I'm submitting to you and your way in my life, my relationships, my decisions. So what does that mean when you face worry, when you face anxiety about the things that are coming to your mind right now? It says this. It says, man, God, I don't know what the future holds, but I know your promise says that you will never leave me or forsake me. It says, like, man, have I chosen the right major? Have I chosen the right path? It says, God, I'm not really sure, but I'm submitting to you and saying, God, you are so much bigger and greater and more supreme than my mistakes that you can fix them when I screw up. That it says that God is our Father. He's a loving and compassionate and good and gracious God, so that even if we make a deliberate bad choice, he doesn't go, see, you blew it, but he says, oh, come back to me because I love you. It says when we're trying to prove ourselves to other people because we're worried and consumed about what they think, it says, no, I no longer have to find my value and worth in something that is fleeting. I get to find my value and worth in the one that has created me and who does not change. Therefore, no matter what I am feeling or experiencing, I can say God sees me as beloved, as holy, as treasured, and as his child, which is unchanging because it's based on the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith isn't saying, oh, I'm worried, I gotta fix it myself. Faith says, I no longer am trying to pursue my kingdom, my kingship, and my control. It says, I can't fix this. I'm simply surrendering it to you, God. It's trusting you, saying, God, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but your word says that you do. It's saying, I can't fix this situation with my loved one, with my parent, with my friend, with my boyfriend, my girlfriend. But God, I'm trusting them over to you. I think how we defeat worry is let the Lord do it for us. And our heart is to simply be one, to have a position and a posture of surrender. And here's the thing about it. This is a daily battle. So Jesus is like, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to have enough worries of its own. And it's amazing how one day you'd be like, yes, God, I trust you for this. I submit to you, God. I'm anxious about this, this, and this. Have at it. Here you go. And then the next day we forget and we try to take control of it all over again. The day by day that you would have the reminder that God is who he says he is and he will do what he says he will do. And he says that you are who he says that you are. This morning, here's my invitation for you. I know a lot of you are worrying about all sorts of things. And I believe the Lord's response for us, or inviting us to a response of simply saying, God, I'm no longer seeking control. I'm seeking your control. Some of it may be once you realize, like, I'm trying to hold on to this and control something, it's not even that big of a deal. Some of the things we get so anxious and worried about aren't really that big of a deal. Some of the things that we are anxious and we are worried about, we tend to hold tightly to those things because we don't trust that God is big enough and gracious enough and powerful enough to handle those things. And so this morning, what I'm going to invite you to is if God is stirring in your heart that you say, oh, I don't want to be worried about this. I don't want to be anxious about this, but I can't, I don't know what to do, that you would simply have one step of obedience and will posture of humility and submission. Say, God, I don't want to be on the throne. I don't want to seek my kingdom. I don't want to do it my way and solve the problem in my own power. I need you to do it for me. And I guess what I'm going to invite you to do, if that's you this morning, you say, I just want to surrender this area of my life, the thing I'm worried about, to the Lord, I'm going to invite you to stand up. I want to pray over you today, but remember, it is a daily surrender saying, oh, I'm worried about this, but God, you are greater than this. You are more powerful, and that you would remind one another and daily submit yourself and your worries to the Lord. But I want to pray over you as we dismiss. My brothers and sisters, may you walk in the freedom that God has purchased for you through Jesus Christ, that you are no longer bound to the slavery of worry. Jesus, that you would set my brothers and sisters free from anxiety and free from worry. God, that you would give them the grace, that you would give them the strength, that you would give them the power to even relinquish control of this area of their life that they're trying to control and is causing worry. God, I pray for peace, a supernatural peace that would come upon my brothers and sisters, a peace that is beyond all understanding, Lord Jesus, that you would set them free from the grips and the chains of anxiety and worry and fear. Be set free in Jesus' name. God, that you would speak to their hearts and relinquish their worry as they submit to you and surrender to you, because you are good enough, you are powerful enough, you are gracious enough. You are all that we need for today. So thank you for your promise to give us today what we need for today and tomorrow for what we need to tomorrow. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace.